welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM, WAUK 101 FM, the show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. War-winning journalist Joe McNally is on the line. You know, Joe, it's bad enough that we deal with these problems on a state level, but also on the national level, we are dealing with these issues with Republicans. And so you see that they've been organized and putting this thing together for quite some time. Where were the Democrats? Is it that they trusted and didn't think that these people would go this far? I mean, because it's so ingrained in everything now that, you know, some of the poor American people just don't even realize that these Republicans aren't looking out for what's in the best interest of them. They're nothing more than pawns. This is about that handful of people who are controlling everything. And yet they're able to, even rural people who live in rural areas, who really should be listening to what Democrats have to say, but yet they're tormented, and they believe that the Republicans are in their corners.
Actually, I think the surprising thing to everyone, not just Democrats, but I certainly independents should feel the same way as well, is that usually when a political party loses a presidency, loses the Senate in a presidential election, and has already lost the House of Representatives, two years previously, you would expect them to correct course, to do something to get away from the divisive, incompetent loser that was thrown out of office after a single term, and Republicans are afraid to do that. I think Mitch McConnell, good God, Mitch McConnell is under attack from Donald Trump all the time. Mitch McConnell, you know, he calls the old crow, and that he's because he dared, in a way you can call this daring, and this is what Republicans call daring today. When he voted against impeaching Donald Trump for January 6th, immediately after, Republicans, only eight Republican senators supported that impeachment, including Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski, and then some of the usual suspects, and some that are leaving the Senate. After he voted against impeachment, Mitch McConnell, on the floor of the Senate, said that Donald Trump was morally and ethically and legitimately responsible for the January 6th insurrection, violent insurrection that left 140 police officers with brain injuries and other serious injuries as a result of being beaten, five dead, including one of their own. Who had broken through a window and was shot by a police officer. You see somebody coming through a window, and you're supposed to protect the entire Congress
at the Capitol.
Yeah, and that was the only life taken by all those forces, 140 of which were just overwhelmed, many of which, you know, received horrible injuries, and you know, Mitch McConnell denounced what Donald Trump did. He suggested that he should be prosecuted. He said the legal system is now, you know, ready, you know, to take action over this insurrection, and that Donald Trump, you know, would possibly face, you know, some kind of penalty for what he did after just voting against, you know, taking the penalty he should have done, which was the, you know, the legal penalty under the Constitution, which is for the Senate to convict him of the whole incident, so that it could never happen again, and he could not run for office again. But Mitch McConnell wouldn't do that. They all speak in double talk. You know, the fact that today people like Mitt Romney are refusing to stand up for democracy. We know Mitt Romney supported democracy. We know that he has denounced Donald Trump for not supporting democracy. But he was against, like every other Republican, 50 Republicans in the Senate voted against even discussing protecting voting rights in America. This at a time when, you know, nearly 20 states have passed laws to deny the right to vote to people, you know, largely in urban areas who are people of color. But, you know, Donald Trump, in when he challenged the vote in Wisconsin, didn't even challenge the vote in any counties other than Dane County and Milwaukee County, the two most racially diverse counties in the state. Everybody else in the state voted under the same rules, but he didn't try to throw out their votes. He tried to throw out the votes in the most racially diverse, the largest and most racially diverse counties in the state. Everything Donald Trump has done has been basically a way to promote racism and ending racial equality in America.
You know,
voting,
Joe,
rights,
as,
voting rights are the most important rights that should be.
You know, Joe, as a black person in this country, and in the, you know, communications inside of the black community, don't think for 1 minute that black people aren't looking at all of this and seeing an attempt to turn back what has taken place historically in this country, and that this is directed, a lot of this is directed at black people. And so you hear conservatives, I don't know how they even fix their mouths to say that black people should be coming over to their side because of all the things that they've done for black people. And I'm always astounded that they think that anybody could be that ignorant to watch what they've done and see what they're doing, and then hear them say, hey, oh, by the way, do you know that the Republicans freed the slaves? And that somehow that foolishness, you know, and that's reason enough that we should move over to the Republican Party. Yeah, now, there's some people of color who have done that, because what the Republican Party is doing is, unfortunately, there are some younger blacks who buy into that. The Republicans throwing around some fool's gold. And so young millennial blacks and others have joined the Republican Party, like Candace Owens, and they're being paid. But don't think for one minute. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, there are always a few who will do that. You know that. You and I have always known that.
Right.
And they will do it to basically stand out and make as much money out of that as they possibly can. They've done it in the media. They've done it. Clarence Thomas.
They've done it in the Supreme Court.
Clarence Thomas has made sure that the overwhelming majority of blacks had no representation on the Supreme Court as long as he was there, and that will not end until this year, when Joe Biden nominates an outstanding black woman, no matter who he nominates, because, of course, outstanding black women are the only black women who would ever be considered for the Supreme Court, as opposed to all the other white Supreme Court male nominations that have taken place.
But they argue that that's racist. They somehow argue that that's racist.
Yeah. And giving blacks a voice on the Supreme Court, which they have not had since Thurgood Marshall was the African-American representative. We couldn't have more than one, of course. It's like the boards of directors of American corporations. They're allowed to have one woman and one African American.
Hey, Joe, hang on one more minute. We got to do this last break. Joe McNally's on the line. Join us 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.